Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would-you-rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how we doing?
Case man, what's up, brother?
Doing well. Excited for today's topic. And back, as always, is Patrick Aloisio. Pat, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Not a whole lot. Are we ready up, for today's PA? Question, gentlemen?
I'm fired up, dude. I'm ready to go on this one.
I am as well. Pat, you ready?
This is a good one.
All right, let's get it done. It's a would you rather today, not a hypothetical scenario. Here we go. Would you rather babysit an infant for a crying infant wailing for a full day, or would you rather have an unwanted house guest for a full week? Everyone clear on the question?
The question's clear.
Clear, but I have a question about it.
Let's hear it, Patrick.
Are we related to both of these people?
These people are absolutely not related. These are strangers. It's a strange baby and a strange house guest.
Stranger danger?
Stranger danger, yes.
Actually. And no, there's no relation. Part of the question suggested that.
I do have a clarifying question. Not a clarifying question, more of a statement, is that this unwanted house guest is not just some, like, hot WWE diva. It's not that.
WWE, huh?
You're not a fan of WWE divas?
I don't think I've ever watched it. Are you into it?
Immensely.
All right, I'll take a look then. See.
I am definitely...
No, that shit's awful. WWE, fuck that. All right.
But the divas, we're specifying divas.
All right. Interesting taste.
Does that mean there's a chance that this guest could be of the opposite gender?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, that absolutely has to be covered 100%.
Yeah.
But, dude, there's so many...
What if clarify, I'm going with the infant. I'm definitely taking crying infant, just so we're all clear on that.
And I'm 100% going with the unwanted house guest. And I'm fucking – I still cannot believe, Casey, that you're going with that. I can't fucking believe it.
I think situationally it makes perfect sense here. Right,
situationally. Because you're definitely not the person who I've seen cringe more than anyone in my entire life at the sight of a child or an infant. That's never happened before.
I definitely cringe at the sight of children. Infants don't bother me as much, although I don't like them.
All right, here's what I'm going to say about the hot girl thing, and tell me if you think this is fair. I think that there are so many possibilities, including women, that would not be that, right? So that it's not worth completely factoring that out of the equation, because that could still be like a crazy scenario the same way any other could, right? I'm saying there's a possibility that that does happen, because it's literally like some random pick, some like algorithm throughout the globe where one person is plucked and that's who you live with.
But that's the problem with this. Like in every other hypothetical or would you rather question, we need to know who if the random pluck is someone that's just like awesome, I pick that instead. You know, like it has to be a shitty
agreed
situation.
Agreed.
Like, we already know agreed. My side is shitty. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like it's some like 58-year-old like history teacher who has nothing good to say.
Is he a little weird too? We got to throw that in. He's weird.
Yes, and weirder he's in the sense you... that he's a stranger and he's in your home.
He's giving right, and he's like kind of giving you looks and like all that kind of weird shit too.
Well, certainly, yeah. He's not giving you looks.
You know, he's like using the same shit. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird.
Were you about to say using the same shampoo? Admit that. Admit you were
no
say
shower.
That. Oh, at the same time.
It could happen. There's nothing more disgusting than sharing a bar of soap.
Who the fuck uses bars of soap?
Dude, when you go into someone's house and they have a bar of soap in their shower, like where other people use, it's like, oh, what are you doing?
Do you own a bar of soap?
Will you no. use it?
And I don't own a bar of soap, and
yeah,
I won't
but it's
use
an,
it.
It's an unwanted guest in your home, so there's no bar of soap.
Oh, that was a separate point.
Okay.
That was a separate point.
Pat, this is the man who agrees with you, by the way. That was his point.
I know. I'm starting to feel less confident than I did.
All right.
How fucked up would it be if Bennett was debating which one to do and he was asking about the gender of the baby then, too?
I think it's more fucked up that you just kind of asked it yourself.
But not for me. It'd right, be but for you.
I didn't say it. You did.
You're thinking it.
No, I wasn't.
Either way, I'm going with the stranger.
Yeah, me too. And, okay. And I was fucking around. It's just a weird person. It's just a weird, random person.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, here's what I'm leading with, right? And the reason I despise children much more than infants and babies is because babies are just like useless piles of bone and skin.
They're poop machines.
They're poop. Yeah, they're like little puppies, but not cool at all. Nothing, no beneficial anything about them. They're just just a waste of air and space. But they also don't do anything. Like a house guest.
And that's why you picked it. Can
ruin your life for a week if this is like some deranged psychopath. And now we said this is not. Yeah.
One more thing really quick, and that's just like, what can the extent of this outcome be in either of these scenarios?
The person's not going to kill you.
And nothing's going to happen to the baby?
Well, I can't promise that.
I mean, I have an argument that might turn into a clarifying question, but I feel like it gives me and Bennett the win super easily. What? You're responsible for the baby, right? Sure. So you can't leave it, whereas me and Bennett can just leave the house for however period of time, and we don't have to deal with
the guy if he's annoying us.
I
have to take care of the baby. You have to be home for that week. That's clearly what's going to happen.
That's bullshit, though, because in real life, if you had a roommate, listen.
This isn't real life. This isn't real life
with these scenarios.
Sometimes it makes sense, but this one, you have to, this time you would just obviously have to be there for the whole week.
Yeah.
Or would you?
No, you would. I mean, or would you? You would. You're going to have to live there.
But that's stupid because, like, even if you do have a bad roommate, and trust me, I've experienced with bad roommates, you can just like go to the even just going to the grocery store for 20 minutes is like a reprieve from it, you know?
You're not on house arrest. I'm just saying you can't.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't get a rest from a baby. You're going to have to be responsible for it. You're responsible for
it. Do you know what babies do? That people lock. Do you know what a crib is? A crib is a baby jail. Babies can't get out of cribs. They just roll around in their own vomit and like. They're useless. Like, I'm gonna put it.
You're gonna let your baby be drowning in its own vomit?
No, I'm saying I'm putting the baby in its little like cat messenger bed, whatever that thing is. What is it?
A bassinet.
A bassinet.
A carriage.
But
baby's a stroller.
But the one that you hold.
Basket.
I don't know what the fuck that thing's called.
Baby holder?
Yeah, what?
I mean, dude, this baby would be like the biggest nuisance to your life that you could possibly experience. And a week is a long time of that. I mean, you're talking about like what would be the most like disruptive thing that could possibly happen to your day to day would be dealing with a baby that you're responsible for at all times out of nowhere. That you don't even, it's not even your baby.
But listen,
this thing is
going to
be crying the whole time. It's going to be shitting. It's going to be shitting constantly. And, like, your, like, area just stinks all the time anyway. But this baby's shit is going to be awful. And you're going to be cleaning it up, like.
It's going to be crying. Remember you said wailing.
Babies don't take like 1,000 dumps a day. They probably
not 1,000,
but it smells. It smells like 1,000
all the time, all day.
Not
they're
all
shitting
day. They shit probably four times a day.
Four times a ton. If someone said to you right now, I shit four times every day, you'd be like, damn, that's a lot.
And you have to change it.
I know, but it's only one day. The time factor here is
I can't believe you just threw out four as if it was like a good option for you.
it's like so not that. Dude, I'm watching movies this day. I have headphones.
It's crying, dude. You can't hear the movie.
Some headphones on. Like, I don't have to, like, I don't have to sit there and stare at it and listen to it scream in my ear. It's just, it cries because that's all babies do because they're pathetic. So it's like, there's nothing about this that's ruining my life except for this one day. I have one shitty day and then I'm home free. You guys are going into your kitchen with some like older man walking around taking food that you purchased. He's not asking for it. And he might even hog the living room. He's got the clicker. He picks his belly button and like flicks the lint all over your couch. Like the amount of things that a human being you don't know can do to ruin your week is limitless. A baby is useless.
A baby is definitely useless. I still just can't believe that you have chosen that considering your general perspective on babies for as long as I know you.
I know, but this...
And also, are we just... Why are we, like... You know, again, it's like the extent of the situation. I mean, how bad is this guy? How bad is it? Because if there's a difference between what you just described and then just a generally unwanted person, the same way a baby would just generally be a fucking loud, crying, pooping baby. That's what it is. So, like, are we going to the opposite, like, the extreme here? Or could it just be, you know, an unwanted, like, normal person, too?
I mean, it's just a weird dude. It's just a weird guy. He's not going to, like, try and axe murder you throughout every night.
Well, I know that, but he's not flicking his lint anywhere either, right?
But, you know, people do that subconsciously. They're just sort of like sitting there watching movies. They're you know, chewing. They're putting their, you know, picking their toe or whatever they're doing. They're just doing it like as if it's their home. They just make themselves a. I mean, listen, I've had like wanted house guests for like 4 days. That was too long, and these were people that I know and like. So like a person I don't know. Just waltzing around in my space. A baby also, it's not their fault that they're just pathetic. This guy.
Right, but you don't, but you don't care about that. You don't care about that.
I do. I care about the principle of it because this
technically some would argue that it's not even this person's fault, you know, that they are the way that they are. You know what I mean? You're not going to be empathetic to them. Just like you're not going to be empathetic to a strange baby you don't know or care about that's shitting, pissing, crying, and keeping you up all night.
But it's one night. If this guy plays loud,
what do you mean
loud,
one night? It's a week.
No, it's a day.
No, his is a day.
Why did we change it? I don't know how.
It's never.
We never changed.
I thought when I initially read it, it was a week. No.
No, it was always a day.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take another look at it. But anyway,
does that change your mind?
Well, it changes the whole fucking conversation.
Not for the people who listened from the beginning.
Yo,
and have
it's
been arguing.
Okay, fine. I also showed up a little late to the podcast, so I might not have... No, I heard the question.
Yeah, you
but,
did.
But, yo, it's a week. It's a week.
But I'm saying when you read it to us initially, you said a day.
No, that's highly debatable. You could have easily forgotten it, and then I missed that.
Pat, there are two of us and one of him, and he always does this, so more likely than not, he is in the wrong.
Correct.
Listen, neither of you actually remember. All I know is that I'm reading it from a page here that says week, so we'll continue with one night, but I don't know how that went over.
I mean, but listen, you can change your mind to my side now. Pat knew it was a day and still picked a day. Why do you think I've been on this side? I've been arguing the whole time the time frame. I've literally been saying this whole time it's only one day. Well, how 15 minutes in?
But imagine the entire day just being like somewhat stressed out because you know you're responsible for this baby and you have to like keep care of it. Whereas the weird roommate guy, like you give zero shits about him and you could just go to another room and like zone him out for the whole week.
I mean, sure, but not really.
Like, just out of curiosity,
yes, really.
Would your answer change if it was a week?
For sure. Yeah, but that's why, dude, I'm shocked that you have not, once you figured out it was a day that we've been going by, Pat is still keeping his answer. I know you are now thinking, oh, yeah, definitely take a baby for a day. Come.
No, have you ever watched over a baby?
A week. That's why I was.
But I'm saying we are. Pat and I have been saying a day because that's what we said from the beginning. I'm saying now that you know we've been arguing a day, Pat is not changing his mind. I know that you are thinking about this and you're like, oh yeah, one day, like definitely a baby for one day. That's why when I first I couldn't believe Pat said the stranger.
Oh no, one day. I wouldn't change my answer.
You wouldn't change your answer?
One day with a person is irrelevant. Like, one day with a person is genuinely irrelevant.
Wait, what?
He's saying one day for a baby.
I understand that. I'm saying a day with a person is irrelevant. A day with a baby is going to be, like, the craziest fucking day of your life. Pat, isn't that what you were saying before, too?
Yeah, but it's one day with a baby versus 7 days with the roommate.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Bennett, is like,
are you listening to anything?
How does this happen with you so often?
I'm gonna blame this one on the I don't even know. Listen, I don't know
what are you gonna
I was gonna say the grass. It has that effect. Yeah, I don't know how. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't change my answer.
You're not gonna change your answer to the baby for a day.
Casey, have you ever watched over a baby before?
Not like an infant baby, but a pretty close.
It's like the most nerve-wracking thing ever, and you just feel super stressed. But that's the thing,
it's really not, because they can't do anything. They literally can't do
anything. It is.
There's nothing they could do. The only thing that could happen is stuff I do, because it can't even walk. It has no mobility. It's this...
It can't roll.
It can't roll when it's strapped down into its little messenger bag thing.
That's why...
you can't just leave it in the messenger bag.
If you fully had to worry about the outcome, though, like, what would that... How would that affect your decision? Like, if that was a legit concern of yours, like, in a real scenario.
I don't know what that... What does that mean?
Like, what could happen to the baby if you didn't take care of it in that time?
No, you guys are going for the angle of, like, what if the baby dies? Like, that's on me. I'm not going to kill a baby. Like, it's...
You might.
Yo, you absolutely could, dude.
I will not kill a baby. I'm a tremendous, tremendous guardian.
No, you're
not.
He does
have a puppy. He's taking good care of.
There you go. I got a dude, a puppy is way more difficult to take care of than a baby.
No, that's insane.
Are you shitting me?
Insane.
For one day,
they literally can live in the wilderness.
Day to day comparison of a puppy versus puppies literally pee every 20 minutes while they're awake. They literally have to dump like 5 times a day. So dumping for pup, and they do it on the ground. A baby does it in its own little diaper, which I roll up and throw in this nice scented can, and then put another one on top of them. While is my puppy here, I got to drag it outside because it won't walk with me, and I got to bring it to my backyard while it's raining on me, and it doesn't want to go take a shit, so I got to wait there for 10 minutes.
Hey, listen, let me
You can put a diaper on a dog.
I've been with you when you're taking care. We're talking about a puppy here. In fact, yeah. The cutest puppy of all. You can bitch all you want about your puppy. No matter what it does, it's the cutest thing on the face of the earth you love.
No, that's true, but I'm saying I will stand by that if you're doing a day-to-day comparison of a puppy versus a baby is way more difficult to take care of.
Listen, you've never taken care of a baby, one. And two, again, if we're comparing the reality of this, the pressure of taking care of a baby as opposed to like a human being is just would be like – dude, if you were alone with it for the whole day, you would be like obsessed with the thought of anything happening to it.
No,
that's something that you are not.
You guys are completely overestimating this, like this baby and like the pressure. Dude, do you know who babysits babies? 13-year-old girls, like 15-year-old kids who have no other job, and they're like, parents will trust me with their babies because they want to go out for a day, like.
And they, like, accidentally put them in the microwave or something, yeah, and bad things
but
happen.
I know all of those. I know I'm not supposed to shake it, and I'm not supposed to feed it, like, ginger ale and stuff like that. So I'll be fine with the baby, but like a baby is nothing. You guys, you haven't talked about your side. What are you gonna do?
Yo, hold on. Listen to me. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I was off of my own world over here. In just to be honest, I would 100% change my mind.
Okay.
Without question.
Good. Take him. I don't want him. I don't want him on my side.
Let me just admit, you know, you smoke a little bit of grass, does things to your mind, all right? Got a little mixed up there.
Pat, you literally done this on like 20% of the episodes.
I know.
It's happened a few times.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing, but it's also no question. No question. And Pat, I don't know how the fuck I know I just changed my mind, but you wouldn't change yours? Like, you don't change it at all?
No.
Bennett, I know you're on my side.
It's not your side. All right. I was confused and this is a no brainer.
It's a no brainer. It's one day versus 1 week.
Yeah, and yeah, it's
my whole junior year of college. I had a terrible roommate.
Whoa, that's a highly mutual.
Yeah, if nobody knew why I laughed hard at Pat's joke earlier, it's because Pat and Bennett were roommates junior year. He was referring to the one and only Bennett Didi.
Oh, how did that ever happen?
That is so funny.
But I don't know how you guys beat. Like, my defense, if the person is bothering me, I just go to another part of my house and I don't have to deal with
it. I live in an apartment. Like, it's, you know, I'm thinking about that. It's.
Yeah, dude, it's close quarters. That's the
close quarters, dude. It's close quarters.
Thinking of his house. That's the difference.
In a fucking house.
Yeah.
No, it's close quarters. It's close quarters. You don't get to go hide on the other side of the house.
Yeah.
Is the roommate going to be wailing, crying like how you described the baby? Because then it's not going to be as bad. Exactly. He's not going to.
But he's still going to be all the annoying as fuck things that a shitty roommate would be. Not even a shitty roommate, a weird person for a whole week.
Yeah, a whole week.
I don't think it's as intrusive as the baby or as stressful.
It's far more intrusive, but it's less stressful. I'll give you that.
Here's the thing. It's stressful in a different type of way. It's that like awkward, uncomfortable, like tension that drives crazy.
That makes you
from
not
want to
be in your own home.
That makes it exactly versus like an actual like stressful scenario that's like engaging your mind. Like I have to do something. I have to take care of this baby versus like I'm gonna fucking lose my mind on this person. But exactly. Like I also can't.
This is the type of thing where, like, what if he goes piss in the bathroom and doesn't lift the seat, and then you got to go number two next time, and you have all this piss, and you got to wipe off your own toilet seat, like that kind of stuff, like leaves the fridge door open, and like just all of the worst things that not even roommates, a stranger that you don't know in your home,
right?
In their underwear, walk into the fridge, like just. All over the place.
Yeah, and I know that this is irrelevant now, but if it was a week and a week compared to a week, like again, assuming that the person isn't the worst of all time, then you know it could be doable. A baby would just be like that would be the longest week of your life, dude. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's why it was a no-brainer. I mean, it was a day versus a week. And still, Pat is somehow on the other side.
It's just funny because those moments with like a dude, they're the worst.
Yeah, they are. And that's why it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think we've exhausted all of the discussion, even though Bennett has just only been arguing this thing for about 7 minutes here. I think we've exhausted all sides because Pat and I have knowing what we've been talking about, so we've been just hammering just point after point.
I'm gonna go take a good look in the mirror.
Yeah, please. clearly
suggest
after
you both do the same.
Clearly after the mid discussion switch by the cohort over here, the co-host, I think that leads us to know for a fact that it's baby all the way, baby for a day. And the other side, you know, we want to hear what you listeners have to say. Please email.
The listeners are smart listeners, and they're going to see the truth.
Yeah, I mean, listeners, what are you thinking? Are you thinking crying infant for one day or
wailing?
Wailing, but only for a day, not for a week.
And pooping.
And pooping, but for one day. Not a week, to clarify, just in case that needed to be clarified for the fourth time. Or or a strange person thinking about a 58-year-old history teacher, high school history teacher. Yeah.
58-year-old? I thought it was a diva from WWE.
No, not a diva from WWE. 58-year-old history teacher who is living with you for a week. What would you rather, listeners? Let us know. Email in speakhypothetically@yahoo.com.
Yahoo, baby. Just
at, at speakhypothetically on Instagram. Or speak hypothetically on Facebook as well. Hit us up in one of those spots. Let us know what you think. Gentlemen, well done today.
See you, dudes.
Adios. Take it easy.